Our first speaker today will be speaking on molecular survey of turfgrass species for mutations conferring resistance to ACCase inhibiting herbicides. The authors are Trent Tate, Melanie Harrison-Dunn, and Paula Raymer, and Trent Tate will be presenting.
Thank you for the introduction. Hope everybody's doing well this afternoon. And like you said, my name is Trent Tate from the University of Georgia Griffin Campus Institute of Plant Breeding Genetics and Genomics. Today's talk, I'm going to cover part of my master's research, which includes a molecular survey of turfgrass species for mutations that confer resistance to ACCase inhibiting herbicides. Just a basic outline of today's talk. First, I'll be going over an introduction on ACCase inhibiting herbicides. I'll then introduce some known mutations that confer resistance to those herbicides, the objectives for my research, materials and methods, results, and conclusions. So, an introduction to ACCase inhibiting herbicides. They are a selective group of herbicides for grasses. They inhibit lipid synthesis. And there's two classes of herbicides which are particularly important for me in this survey, are commonly known as the DIMS and the FOPs, because they are actually registered for use in turfgrass. The mechanism of action for the ACCase inhibiting herbicides is they inhibit the enzyme acetyl-CoA carboxylase. This enzyme catalyzes the first committed step in de novo fatty acid synthesis. The inhibition of this, or the irreversible binding of the herbicide to this enzyme, blocks production of phospholipids. Where you have no phospholipids, you have no membranes and no new cell growth. Like I said earlier, these two of these classes in the ACCase inhibiting herbicides are registered for use in turf grass. The species which they are registered for use include centipede, Bermuda grass, Kentucky bluegrass, fine fescue, tall fescue, and zoysia grass, and different chemistries within that class of herbicides. This is a pretty cumbersome table, and I just want to make a couple of quick points about what's important to me from this table. This is from a review paper by Powles and Yu in 2010, and it goes over the 8 different mutations that confer herbicide resistance that are known at the 7 different sites. And as you can see, they are naturally found in many different species, and the resistance spectrum is different depending on the mutation type and the particular herbicide. Now I want to introduce you to these ACCase inhibiting resistance mutations a little closer. There are 7 different sites and 8 different mutations, first of which is at amino acid position 1781, which is an A to C or A to T transversion. Next, at amino acid position 1999, you have a G to T or G to C transversion. At 2027, you have the exact same mutation type. 2041 is unique, as in there's 2 mutation types. One is actually a transversion, as well as you have a transition that both confer herbicide resistance with differing amino acid substitutions for that same site. Additionally, at 2078, you have an A to G transition. 2088, you have a T to C transition. And 2096, lastly, with a G to C transversion. One other important aspect of my research is the introduction of an herbicide-resistant weed control system. This has a particular importance to my survey because the introduction of an herbicide-resistant weed control system does have potential in turf grass. The selection for mutations has been demonstrated by Heckert et al. In 2010, and 2 species have been developed to date to contain the 1781 mutation. These particular plants are non-genetically modified, and for their application in turf grass weed control, herbicide-resistant weed control system, the survey will ensure the proper applicability within that system. So now to the objective of my research. So my research objective is to determine the ACCase inhibitor resistance mutation presence in turf grass species and in grassy weed species. The materials for my survey include 8 warm season species, 9 cool season species, and 8 grassy weed species. These samples were obtained from the USDA germplasm collection and accessed through the Germplasm Resource Information Network website, as shown to the right. These samples included wild material and cultivars, and there were 1 to 7 samples per species. Within each species, the samples that are included contain the greatest geographic distribution in hopes to ensue the greatest genetic diversity. So, further with my materials and methods, I amplified DNA by using primer pairs that flanked 2 different sites that included the 7 mutation sites for the ACCase coding sequence for the gene that encodes for the enzyme. I had to use multiple primer sets as the primers were species specific and had to optimize the PCR conditions for each of the primer sets used. And in the AgroShield to the right, you can see that even for Eleusine indica, within a species, there are different banding patterns for the same primer sets. So a lot of optimization to get these regions to amplify cleanly for sequencing was needed to be done. Once I had the sequences amplified, I then purified those PCR products and sent them off to GeneWiz, which is a sequencing service, and they returned to me the chromatograms, as you can see in the example. I then used Genius software to analyze these chromatograms for the presence of mutations at those loci. I did a forward and reverse sequence for each sample and then aligned all of those samples within a species. And as you can see in this example, circled by the red, the 1781 mutation site did not contain any mutations that conferred herbicide resistance. So now into the results. So in this chart, for the warm season turf grasses, you can see the number of accessions sampled for the 8 different species in the warm season turf grass, and that there was no mutations present, even though highlighted in blue, you have ACCase inhibiting herbicides registered for those specific species. On to the cool season turf grasses, you have 9 different species, and the number of accessions within those species, and only 2 of those species contain mutations that are known to confer herbicide resistance in all 5 of the samples within those species. This mutation was at the 1781 loci and contained the leucine amino acid. It would be coded for the leucine amino acid for those codons. On to the results for the grassy wheat species. The number of accessions, just as before, and in this, the only mutation that was found in all 4 accessions of the annual bluegrass was a heterozygous 1781 mutation, which contained both alleles at that loci. So on to the conclusions. Fine fescues and annual bluegrass resistance is due to the presence of the known mutations, but in contrast, centipede grass, Bermuda grass, Kentucky bluegrass, tall fescue, and zoysia grass resistance is not due to the presence of known mutations. Their resistance is due to other factors, which could be amino acid variation in this region, or it could be something to the effect of enzyme overproduction or herbicide metabolism within the plant. That resistance source is yet to be found. So future research will include determining the nature of resistance for the species not containing the mutations that are known by analyzing the amino acid sequences of those particular regions that are known to contain the mutation sites, And then also the evaluation of the resistant spectrum to the different ACCase inhibiting herbicides for those species that are known to have resistance levels. For that, I would like to acknowledge a few people that helped me out with this project. Dr. Zimbang Chin at UGA, Dr. Noel Barkley with the USDA, Dr. Wayne Parrott with UGA, and Dr. Pete Lafayette with UGA. All of them helped me with molecular techniques, primer development, PCR optimization, things such as that, and then as well BASF with partial funding with this project. And I would also like to acknowledge the GeneWiz sequencing service for their work in helping me get the sequences back on all of these samples, as well as Genius Software for using that software to analyze the sequence files. And with that, I would like to open up to any questions. Yes. The question was for the warm season grasses that do not have the known mutations but do have resistance. Did I check for any epigenetic? What was it? No, I haven't looked into anything as of yet for that nature. Continued research was going to be mainly focused on differences in amino acid sequences for those to see if any possible new mutation sites might be a source of resistance for any of those species, as well as possible factors for enzyme production and or herbicide metabolism. Yes?
Along those lines, of the known mutation sites that cause resistance, do you know if those all tend to congregate in the active site, and where those might be on the protein?
It's thought that they affect herbicide binding, but do not affect the binding of the substrate. So the substrate still can bind, producing the melanyl CoA in the function of the enzyme. But those are found where the herbicide would actually bind to inhibit enzyme function.
So is that where, in that same region, is that where you're looking for
a mutation? Right. This mutation, the total enzyme length of amino acid length of the enzyme is about 2,300 amino acids, and the region where these mutations are found is about 315 amino acids. And I'm looking at an area of a little over 400 amino acids to try to see if there's any differentiation in amino acid sequence for known susceptible or resistant varieties or samples within species.
We have time for more questions.
Some of the cool season, I believe, probably do, but it's not something that I have personally looked at.
Did you know that the fusilade is used in seed production for control of weeds and fine pest use?
Do I know if it is or?
I know it is. Did you know that?
Well, in the fine fescues, they contain the mutation to confer resistance to it, so that would be a good control method of any other grassy weed species or other grass species for control of them in their seed production. Any other questions?
Thank you.
All right, thank you.